Hey guys, my name's Addie.
And I'm Grant, and we will be going to 1 Samuel chapter 13, so starting at verse 1. Saul was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned over Israel 42 years. Saul chose 3,000 men from Israel, 2,000 were with him in Michmash and in the hill country of Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan at Gibeah in Benjamin. The rest of the men he sent back to their homes. Jonathan attacked the Philistines' outpost at Geba, and the Philistines heard about it. Then Saul had the trumpet blown throughout the land and said, "Let the Hebrews hear." So all the Hebrews heard the news. Saul has attacked the Philistine outposts, and now Israel has become obnoxious to the Philistines. And the people were summoned to join Saul at Gilgal. The Philistines assembled to fight Israel with 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteers, and soldiers as numerous as the sands on the seashore. They went up and camped at Michmash, east of Beth Aven. When the Israelites saw that their situation was critical, that their army was hard pressed, they hid in caves and thickets, among the rocks and in pits and cisterns. Some Hebrews even crossed the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. Saul remained at Gilgal, and all the troops with him were quaking with fear.
He waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter. So he said, "Bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offering." And Saul offered up the burnt offering. Just as he finished making the offering, Samuel arrived, and Saul went out to greet him. "What have you done?" asked Samuel. Saul replied, "When I saw that the men were scattering, and that you did not come at the set time, and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmash, I thought, 'Now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the Lord's favor.' So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering." "You have done a foolish thing," Samuel said. "You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him ruler of his people because you have not kept the Lord's command."
So to give a little summary, this section is focusing on the battle Saul is facing with the Philistine army. Saul is extremely worried because his army is outrageously outnumbered. In the midst of this time, Samuel told Saul that they would meet at a specific time to ask the Lord for help by giving a burnt offering. And because Samuel was a bit late, Saul decided to take matters into his own hands and perform the burnt offering on his own out of his own stress and anxiety, not because he felt called by the Lord to do so. He did not seek out of the Lord's favor. He did it out of selfish reasons. So when Samuel found out Saul did the burnt offering without him, he was confused and angry. And because it wasn't what the Lord wanted from them, this was bad. Saul disobeyed God by going against his promise as king to be an instrument of God for his people.
So what stuck out to me was the fact that Saul was so anxious. And when he was in that state of mind, he relied on himself and not God. I think we can all relate to this in some way. I think a lot of times when we are stressed or sad or angry, we go to earthly things first to calm us down or soothe us, like maybe our phones, TV, substances, reckless activities, instead of going to God in prayer or seeking verses in the Bible. We rely on ourselves to fix the problem instead of asking God how he thinks we should move forward. Recently, I have been raising money to become a missionary, and this can sometimes be the most stressful stage in the process because you don't know when you're going to be fully funded and everything is up in the air and you're simply just waiting for the green light, go ahead. Reflecting on the past few weeks, I realized that I haven't prayed about all the stress that I'm feeling as much as I probably should be. I've been super impatient to start my missions, but I haven't been quiet and asking the Lord how to move forward in this process. I feel like I can relate to Saul in this instance with his impatience and stress and acting on it. But I will say, the Lord always knows your struggles. There was a time last week and I was at the peak of my stress with fundraising, questioning if this was going to take another year or if it was even what God wanted me to do. And while I was thinking all these things, I got a text from someone asking who to make their check out to that was going towards my funds. It was a great reminder to me to be patient and simply trust and remember that God's timing is not my own.
That's really good. What stuck out to me was more looking specifically at verses 12 through 14. Saul didn't really see anything wrong with what he was doing or what he did because he was blinded by his own pride of being a leader and then his anxiety and stress of his dwindling troops and his army that was scattering. Other thing, so verse 13 to 14, Saul immediately turns to his fleshly desire when he felt like things were out of his control, which is oftenly what we will do as humans, instead of leaning into God when it was important. So it's important also to remember the context of kind of where Saul comes from, as he's part of this covenant that God gave Abram, that all of his descendants would continue to be blessed if they continued to prosper under God. And so with Saul disobeying God and going against God's word, it kind of goes against this covenant that God gave him and eventually leads to Saul's downfall. In my personal life as a college student, something that becomes part of my personality for the 4 and more years that I study is just automatically stress and anxiety, especially for my own major of exercise science. It's just a lot of memorization and even more research. College is really hard, and that was something I definitely figured out a little later than I probably should have. And what college also offers is a lot of freedom. Well, I'm no stranger to college at this point in time. There was a period where it was very new, and this newfound freedom was something that was very foreign as well. While I explored this freedom, and I still frequently do explore it, I find myself at points where I'm feeling very overwhelmed by school, by maintaining my friendships and relationships, and making sure I'm attending all of my extracurriculars. Many of my extracurriculars are actually through campus ministries at Hope College, and I have been fortunate to be called by God to lead Bible studies, Young Life through for college students, and a lot more. This calling is exciting, but like Saul, it's very easy to take selfish control of. When days of battle come, or just work-heavy weeks, and my army is much smaller than the one against me, it is very easy to take things into my own hands and say, I'm too busy to go to Young Life, or to shoot a text to my Bible study guys saying, hey guys, I'm feeling really overwhelmed. Can I just meet with you guys next week? I, like Saul, allow this stress and anxiety to get the best of me and lean on my acts of flesh instead of leaning into God in times of stress. I instead should be trusting in God's will, and with this, I can make it through the battles, even if waiting to give the offering like Saul was supposed to do, and obeying God's word is what is needed of me.
So to conclude, let's just pray and ask God for us to rely on him. So, dear God, thank you for always being good and trustworthy. I pray that we lean into that trustworthiness and have faith in your timing and in your will in times of uncertainty, confusion, and anxiety. Amen.